Hey, everybody! Welcome to episode 55 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. You always look so weirded out whenever I do these intros. No comment? Okay.
I have no comments from the peanut gallery. I was just trying to think of how to respond. I don't know if I should go, howdy ho, Mr. Hat, or, you know, howdy ho, happy duty.
That was the idea. This is what happens when I'm tired.
Yeah, we're all tired. It's okay.
I get more loopy than I normally am, which is saying something whenever I'm
loopier.
Tired. Yes. But we are here for the podcast. We are here for you guys. And we're going to start off as we normally do with what we have been working on. Or at least in this case, what Val has been working on.
Which is stuff. And lots of it. See, Val's tired too. Val's ready for a nap. Why don't we just call this nap time? Can we just do Cospod nap time? We don't have to record it. Just say hi and then bye and do our nap. And then come back.
We can name the episode that.
Nap time. We need to actually sit down. Okay, wait, hang on. First, let me get a notepad open so we can like write this down. Because last time we had you had a great idea for a title of the show. And then we totally did not remember it. All right. There's a P in nap time. Hang on. Let's get this saved to the desktop.
Yes, there is a P in nap time.
I'm trying to get used to my really tiny new keyboard, which I really, really hate on this thing.
Which, the excuse that I have for not working on cosplay for the last week, which actually has really bummed me out. For those who know me, I really don't like going long periods of time without being able to work on my cosplay. And this is one of those weeks where I just started school again last week. So not only do I have massive amounts of homework, I literally just got home about 2 hours ago from my first symphony gig for the second half of our season. So I also spent a week frantically both doing homework and practicing music at the last minute. And of course, Mother Nature, being capricious as she is, decided to dump an ice storm in central Texas on my way home. So I had to drive through an ice storm, which was not necessarily unpleasant. It was actually okay since my car has a working heater, which seems very odd in the state of Texas, why you would ever need a heater. But it really helped to keep my windshield from literally freezing over since my wiper blades themselves were frozen over and of very little assistance on my drive home. But I am in one piece. I did not get hit by any semis. I did not spin out on the road. It was actually a fairly simple and painless drive home, with the exception of having to occasionally get out of my car to thwack on my windshield wipers and break the ice off of them. Incidentally, it was really hilarious to stop at the rest stop in West Texas, and the water fountains were all full of ice and snow, which still technically makes them water fountains because they still have water in them. You just couldn't use them, which made me a little sad. But I still thought it was funny. I was going to take a picture, and I was like, no, I don't really need a picture of a water fountain full of ice. That's what Photoshop is for.
That's definitely what Photoshop is for. Or you can get all the images that are in Michigan of all the fountains that are completely, you know, 10 feet high of just nothing but ice piles.
See, when I was driving through what they call Big Country in West Texas, which is basically out in the middle of nowhere, I sat there watching all of the ice-encrusted trees, which is actually a really pretty sight if you've ever seen the bare trees just encrusted with ice. And I was sitting there going, you know, this would be a great place for a Frozen cosplay, except do you know how many Frozen cosplays we've had thus far? Not
so
knocking on Frozen.
Many.
I am not knocking on Frozen. It is a fantastic film with an even better soundtrack. Just, we've had a veritable flood of Elsa cosplay on our Facebook feeds and cosplay.com for the last month or so, partially because, yes, it's winter, hence this is the best time to get said shots of cosplay in the snow, but because the movie has also recently come out, which I believe it won a Golden Globe? It won one of the big awards for a best animated feature, which I thought was nice. And it's
the only
like,
okay, I haven't even seen the movie
this
yet,
would be
so
great. But wait, we already have 10,000 Frozen cosplays.
Yeah, there's so many now, and everybody's doing one, so it's like, I'm good, I'm cool. No pun intended. I haven't even seen the movie. I just know that there's a girl named Elsa, I think there's a girl named Anna, and then there's a song called Let It Go, which I've only heard one that I posted, which was Mr. Freeze from the Batman and Robin singing it. Best song ever now. That's all I know. I got nothing.
Oddly enough, I saw on, was it Coscom? I think it was Coscom today, a steampunk Elsa.
Oh, I saw that on somebody's Facebook
feed, like,
too.
You know, that's actually kind of novel. If as a cosplayer, sometimes we want to set ourselves apart. You know, we all want to be unique and special snowflakes. I know how it works.
Yeah.
So I'm not making fun of it. I'm just, this is the way it is. We all want to be unique and special snowflakes. We want our cosplay to stand out. So if you want to stand out from a sea of turquoise sequined begowned women, then you have to do something different. And steampunk is certainly different because it doesn't look anything like the movie. So I thought, you know, that's kind of cool. And it does, in fact, make you stand out.
Yep.
Although she was wearing sunglasses, which kind of made me go, eh? Huh? Holy non sequitur, Batman, that doesn't fit. But
she
sure,
was kind of outside, and it was a little sunny, so I think it's okay.
Oh, it was. It just, it didn't quite fit with the steampunk theme. I was expecting sun goggles or something like that.
She was being practical. She wanted to protect her eyes from the sun.
Forgive my ignorance. But I know there's a lot of people working on cosplay right now. The Dallas area has actually started holding regular monthly meets, which have been fairly well attended, actually, for various groups of people who want to be working on cosplay, because, of course, convention season started! Yay!
I'm already tired. We haven't been to one yet. I get to go to one next weekend. I'm already tired.
Yeah, once a month. Sometimes even twice a month now. And this doesn't even count the official group meetings for the Texas Metro group. It's like we're all sitting there frantically working on cosplay for various things. The nice thing about having a group meeting is that if you don't know how to do something and you have another person there who does, you can help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's been a lot of armor making that's been going around and people have been seeking help with that. So it's nice to have it in a group setting.
Yeah, another group has started up, too, within the Dallas area, and it seems like they're more focused on prop stuff. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I can show up and just stand around and be like, hi, I know nothing. I'll stick to the sewing meeting. Thank you.
The props Padawan.
Yeah, I know nothing. I'd rather it stay that way, too. I know nothing.
We all had to start somewhere, you know.
I know. I like my fabric instead. I like fabric and sticking a bunch of shiny stuff on it.
You can make fabric armor. I did for a long time.
I did that once. Actually, I did it with a helmet, which is, it was weird. Oh my gosh. I can't even explain it. It's one of those weird dome helmets that had a visor on it, and I completely wrapped the thing in fabric. I paper macheted it, and I wrapped it in fabric because I had zero clue what the hell I was doing. It was good for one use and one use only. That's all I needed.
Exactly.
That's all I cared about. And Amazon Mandy loved my costume. That's all I really cared about at that point. So I guess since Amber has been a busy lady with her real life stuff, I've been busy doing my sewing stuff. I've got a commission that I'm trying to get done by the end of the month, so I spent pretty much half the day yesterday working on it. No, it's an easy commission. Just a bodysuit, and luckily the client lives in the area, so I can go out and I can fit her sometime within the next couple of weeks. So it'll be nice and fun and pretty and awesome. But mostly I've been working on my Amidala costume. If anybody who's been watching my Facebook page has probably seen the massive amount of updates that I have done for it. In fact, I'm going to come over here real quick. Why? As I avoid all of the wires coming across me. My weird egg things. These are the stupidest things in the universe, but I love them. I even melted a hair clip to it so I could just slide it onto my head and it'll just plop down.
Not that it's product placement, but what, pray tell, did you use on those?
I used Wonderflex and Mod Melts. Yeah.
Which For those who do not recognize the name Mod Melts, look back in our archive of previous episodes. We did a product review of these, and needless to
Amber
say,
knows a lot about them.
I put them through the ringer.
Oh yeah,
to test them out.
You abused them and your molds.
Yeah, I ended up having to trash that mold too. I was really sad. Well, actually,
really
no,
did not meant for
I
it.
Wasn't really sad. I was only a little bit sad because it wasn't a very good quality mold to begin with. It was made of plastic, so it didn't even have any sort of mold release capability. I mean, if I could spray a little bit in there, it just still didn't really release very well.
Mm-hmm.
I need to just get silicone molds.
Yeah, you definitely need a rubber or a silicone mold because you're basically doing plastic on top of plastic. It's just going to go, not going to move. And that's why I went with the Mod Melts on this instead of trying to make some funky, you know, Wonderflex mold with the little gold stuff on it. Because I was like, this is going to look ridiculous. It's not going to make sense. It needs to look like I've drizzled gold on top of it. And it just made sense to use, you know, some type of plastic on it. And it works really, really well. I'm surprised that after sealing everything, I just shoved this thing near the oven just to see if it would start melting again, and it hasn't budged. So I'm fairly surprised by this, and I think it'll hold up really nicely in Texas heat. So I'm kind of happy with it. But yeah, other than that, I've been doing nothing but working on my coat and a lot of beading. Holy crap. I don't know if I want to do any more beading after this, Amber. If I do, I just want to stick glue on it and just throw it.
Aren't we beading those secret costumes that we're working on?
I know! I know! Can I just, like, glue them?
I don't care.
Oh, okay. If you don't care. But then I'll feel bad, so I will. Yeah.
I'm not actively going to sew beads into my costume. I will make strands of them and weave them around the costume, but I'm not going to sew them to the costume. I'm not crazy.
Like me?
Exactly.
Is that what you're getting at? But it's so pretty. It is. Hang on. Because I have it here. Of course I do, because I have it everywhere with me. It's so pretty! Look at the pretties! Granted, if I glued all this, I'd probably be done by now. But then I'd be mad at myself, because I've been taking so much time to sew all this crap, so yeah.
Exactly, which is why I'm not going to bead my costume. It takes time that I don't have.
That neither of us have. So as soon as PAX East is over, I'm going to start working on that costume, and I have a commission to get done on top of it.
See, I don't even have that luxury. I hit AllCon, finish my class, and then I have 2 months to prep 3 panels, 4 costumes, and anything else I'm going to need for ACON.
There goes all of your free time.
We're not allowed to do anything. I'm not going to have any free time until July? Yeah, no, not even, because San Japan is in July. August.
Woohoo!
Yay, con season!
Yay! If you don't get Cosmos done, it's okay. We're not going to shun you or anything.
Oh, I know. And that's probably the first costume to drop should I run out of free time. It's more of a, yeah, I still have to work full time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I still have to take care of my health, which means working out. So that limits what free time I'm going to have when the time comes. Just logistics.
It's us being adults having to do adult things. That's the crappy part.
Indeed. Plus, I know that there's a lot of cosplayers willing to spend many sleepless nights working on cosplay at the last minute. And
we know quite a few of those people.
I'm not willing to do it. I'm not willing to forego what little sleep I am able to get for the sake of working on cosplay. I'd rather drop the cosplay than to stay up until 3 and 4 in the morning working on it.
I've only done this once, and it was for a friend of mine. It wasn't even for my own personal costume, because my rule is everything needs to be done a week before the con, so I have that week until the con to just rest, relax, get myself packed and prepped and ready to go, not frantically sewing, because if I do things the last minute like that, I'm more likely to screw up massively. So I'd rather get it done before then or not wear it at all, wait till the next con. I did it once for a friend of mine. She knows who it is, and I'm going to call her out, Hazel. for her Starfire costume. The whole reason I made my Raven costume for Teen Titans was to accompany her Starfire. She didn't finish it until I got into town with her, because she lives in San Jose. I went and visited her to go to this con, and she didn't have her costume done. And I spent 2 days during that con helping her finish it up. I hated every single second of it. I am not doing that ever again. I love her to bits. Never again. No.
I'm kind of curious. Awesome. I'm kind of curious as to what our listeners do. If you guys end up working all the way up until, you know, maybe 1-2 days before a con. So I know some people even work at the con itself. They'll bring a sewing machine and everything and make their costume at con.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, how many people actually do that, and how many prefer to do it the way you do it and finish well in advance so that you have time to kind of, I don't want to say decompress, because you don't decompress before a con, you decompress after a con.
After a con.
But to stress less. How about that?
Because I want to go to a con to attend the con, not to do more sewing and trying to frantically rush through stuff. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm weird. I want to experience the con that I'm paying for.
I usually I go right down the middle to where I think there was only 1 year when I finished a week in advance. 1 year. And every other year, I have usually been working up until about 3 days before the con, and then I stop and I say, okay, enough. If I'm done, then I'm done. If I'm not, this costume's not going to be worn at this con.
You know, 3 days is a good buffer, though. It's not like 5 minutes before you have to leave.
Oh, no, no, no. I always have to have a couple days worth of time to pack, because I'm one of those people that, even though I have a checklist, I'll pack, and then I'll realize I forgot something on the list. I forgot to actually put it on the list itself for me to bring it. So I always take a couple of days so that those thoughts of what I forgot percolate through, and then I slowly remember to actually put them into my boxes and luggage to take with me. Therefore, I did not actually forget them. So it takes me a couple of days.
Exactly.
It's not that it actually takes me that long to pack all my stuff. It doesn't. It only takes me about a day to pack my stuff. It just takes me 2 or 3 days to remember all of
it. Yep. Checklists and all.
I do a spreadsheet. Whenever I pack for
I
a con,
too.
I have an Excel spreadsheet that I already have set up. I just change it year to year. I change the entries that are on it. Because a lot of the sundries are the same. You want hygiene stuff. You want your bathing stuff. You want your general, bring one spare set of clothes, bring your undergarments, bring your toothbrush and toothpaste, deodorant, that sort
exactly.
of thing. That doesn't change year to year. You bring all that stuff every year to every con, theoretically, that you're actually, like, going to the hotel. And staying at the hotel. So those I just leave the same. The only things I change are dependent upon whichever costume I'm bringing. So I'll just change the costumes out for each con and then save that as this con spreadsheet and check things off as I pack and then go.
It's easy.
Easier.
It is. Because then you're not at the con going, okay, I lost this, I left this at home, I don't have this, I don't have this, which inevitably seems to happen every single time. That's why I have a checklist. Makes things easier.
Indeed. So for our next segment, you have two articles. Perhaps you would like to introduce them to the listeners before we chat about them.
Sure. And do we want to do yours as well, the one that we're talking about in the pre-discussion?
We'll do that one afterward.
That sounds good.
These two are fairly short.
These two are very short. But I figured since we did tutorial stuff last week, we can do more cosplay talkie this week. Yay.
Cos philosophy.
Yay. Lots of it. Cos philo. Cos philo is good stuff.
CP. CP for short.
No, these are just two articles that I kind of stumbled upon this week through my Facebook listings. The first one is 5 reasons on why you should get into cosplay for those who have never tried it before. It was posted through IGN, which is one of the top gaming websites out there. And it's just really simple, fun stuff like, you should cosplay because of this, try it because of this, and blah, blah, blah. And the second one is about fake geek boys. Do those exist? Because as much as people like to pick on us for being fake geek girls, I don't know if Amber's experienced this, but I know I certainly have at comic book conventions. People have called me out. She's shaking her head. No, you suck. She's been calling me out questioning my geekiness because I'm a girl in a costume. Well, what about the guys in the costume? And so it's a kind of a funny, cute video that some ladies made while they went to a New York Comic Con and just kind of ran about and said, hey, I'm sure the geeks guys are getting attention too. They just want to dress up for fun, right? So those are the simple little articles. And I guess let's start out by saying some good, fun, simple reasons to cosplay. Because the ones that came up in the IGN article were pretty simple, like, you know, be a superhero for a day, be a celebrity for a day, you know, try building your own. So Amber, if she's still there, because I can't see her, her camera froze.
I am, and actually your camera froze on me.
Cool.
But oddly enough, you know, while the reasons that are in the article are decent reasons to cosplay, there is absolutely nothing wrong with a lot of those reasons. But I admit that part of the reason I cosplay is to show off my skill, which there is a difference between being egotistical about it and having a healthy pride in what your ability is.
Absolutely. Ding.
And I try and walk that line and stay on the healthy pride side, you know, so that my hot air balloon here doesn't get too big. But I do like to show off what I have been able to do, and I am very proud of the things that I have learned how to do in the last year, especially where it comes to working with electronics. And, you know, I'm continually learning. So this isn't something where it's like, okay, I've learned how to put LEDs into costumes, that's it. You know, I'm just the hot stuff now.
Right.
No. I mean, there's continually more to learn, and that's the second reason that I enjoy cosplay, is that I'm teaching myself a lot of really cool new skills. Skills that I've always wanted to learn but never really had an excuse, or perhaps motivation is a better word. to
learn
these things.
An excuse to learn how to do things with electronics and to start fires.
I don't need an excuse to start fires. I can do that without one. Thank you very much. But it's always nice to have an excuse to work with things like thermoplastics or to work with programs like Blender or Pepakura, or even to learn very, very basic things like how do electronic circuits work. So I enjoy that facet of it. But the third reason I cosplay, and I just want to say that I'm not specifically going to say that having fun is one of my reasons, because for me that's kind of implied. I have fun throughout the entire experience of cosplay. The creation process, patterning it out, making it, wearing it, having photos of it, the whole thing for me is very enjoyable. So I don't want to sit there and be kind of pedantic and say, oh, it's all about having fun. Yes, it is about having fun. But that aside, the other reason I enjoy doing it is out of love of the characters. I may not necessarily know a character very well, even if I want to cosplay them. But if I think they look really cool and I would like to pay homage to that, then I end up wanting to make a costume. And it's because I think it is so cool that, in a way, I would like to be part of that cool by cosplaying the character. And for the ones that I do know really well, I think I'm probably best known for my Lena Inverse, that I'm not very good at becoming the character. I really suck at performance, and I know that. But it's still fun to wear the costume.
Right.
And I kind of feel like I'm a part of a grand fandom whenever I get a chance to wear that costume, even though I'm, you know, nothing like the character, except I do like to light things on fire. Safely. So at least in that way, I kind of, there's a sense of belonging there, and I really dig that. And so I think those are kind of the main reasons why I cosplay, in addition to the whole experience being very enjoyable for me. Your turn.
So, yeah, you definitely hit on some of the ones that were listed in the IGN article. So, I mean, a lot of it really is, and especially for me too, it's being a part of this new community and experiencing a new sense of this fandom that I wasn't even aware about. And that's what got me into it at first, is especially as a huge Final Fantasy nerd as I am, getting into cosplay opened up a whole new sector of the Final Fantasy universe that I had no idea existed. And it, every single year, I'm always drawn to them. It's always why I host that Final Fantasy gathering at ACON, because for me, it's like, these are my people. I am at home. I am with them. And it's like that too, no matter where I go, whatever I pick to dress up as, you know, you get this new sense of respect for the community and for being a part of something that you were never a part of before. It's such a cool and awesome feeling. And yeah, very much so. It's about showing off your skills and wanting that little bit of attention. And if you say, I don't cosplay for the attention, you're lying. We are dressing up in very weird, strange things with bright purple, orange, green, blue, red hair. We are getting attention, and you know you want the attention. Even if it's just tiny, 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 small, minute amount, you're doing it for attention.
Even if it's just for photos.
Even if it's just for photos.
Photo, that still counts.
It definitely counts.
And that's not a bad thing. It's just
no!
You have to be healthy and admit it to yourself. Yes,
exactly.
Part of the reason I do this is for the attention. Okay, that doesn't make you a bad person. You just have to acknowledge reality. This is part of the reason why we do it. And it's fun.
And it is fun. And taking that a step further, the costume contest aspect of it, the reason that I started doing it also is because I felt like that was a good chance for me to bring in not only my creative side in making the costume, but my creative side and performance aspect as well. Because I have always been a performer, or I have always enjoyed getting up on stage, doing my thing, and having fun with it. And also another point that was in the IGN article. I like the reasons that they gave because they were simple, they were to the point, and they made sense. It was easy for everybody to understand and be like, hey, if you've never tried it before, here are 5 really good reasons why you should just give it a shot. The worst that's going to happen is somebody doesn't take your picture. Woohoo! I mean, in my experience, I've never had anybody come up to me in person and called me out on how crappy my costume is. That's always been done online by internet trolls, because 99.99% of the community is not going to do that to you. It's just the buttheads outside that will, who just don't get us.
Plus, 99% of the community has, in fact, been there and done that, because we all
exactly.
started from about the same place, unless you happen to be, you know, a prodigy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, yeah, we all started from nothing.
We've all been there. We've all done that. We've all had our failures. We've all done things.
We've all
that we
gotten
wish
the T-shirt, taken it apart as a pattern, patterned something else, and then reassembled the T-shirt.
Exactly. Yay, cosplay!
As far as the second article, the reason why I shook my head when you prompted for have you ever been taken as not enough geek
mm-hmm.
in cosplay, I guess it's partially because, being real, I look homely. That is homely, not homely. I look homely. Clearly, I am not a model. I am okay with this. I am perfectly comfortable with my own appearance. I look like a bookworm, which is cool. I have no problem with it. However, I've also never had my geek cred questioned, likely because of it. I have never tried to show skin, and that's not because of, you know, any sort of cosplay, you know, avoidance. It's I really don't like showing my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to choose characters, if I have the option, who don't show skin, particularly the legs, because that is a problem area for me. As women, we have problem areas on our body, and we tend to know about them. And there's a big raging debate going on in society right now of, well, you know, should you just go out and strut your stuff and
there
not care what anybody else thinks? Because then you just kind of toss off all the criticism, but then that makes you seem like less of a person if you're simply somebody who prefers a little more modesty because you don't like those problem areas, and I don't want to make it seem like that. I just simply prefer, given the option, I mean, heaven knows, I've cosplayed as Umi Ryuzaki. She wears a leotard. She shows leg. So it's not like I haven't ever done it and won't ever do it. I just prefer not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the whole showing skin being inversely proportional to your geekhood thing hasn't really ever happened to me.
You suck.
For good or ill.
You suck, Amber.
I'm sorry. At least I am good at sucking.
And I wonder if this is maybe also because of the communities that we're more involved in, like in the anime community, it's less likely to happen. But you go to a sci-fi or comic book convention,
exactly,
it's probably going to happen, because I get it almost every time I go to one.
It also depends on the genre, because I think you'll find that in some anime that they are really big into these scantily clad women with very large chests and very showy legs. But in the magical girl genre, it's not always like that. They're not all Sailor Moon-esque. In fact, in Slayers, they poked fun at the fact that some of the characters did not have large chests.
Mm-hmm.
So there certainly is a stereotype, for sure. But I think it kind of depends more on the genre within the genre, as it were.
Yeah, and I mean, it works conversely, too. I've had it happen when I've been in my full-on, like, Asari Ventress Sith gear, where that one's completely covered head to toe. I mean, I've got no skin showing other than what is on my face, quite literally. And I still have had people come up and ask me questions about Star Wars, seeing if I could, quote-unquote, meet their credibility that I am an actual fan. And it's just one of those things where you sit there and go, like, really? Just because I'm in a costume, yes, I want attention, but obviously, I know something about Star Wars. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put in the time and the effort to make this monstrosity that I'm wearing. Gotta give me some credit here, guys. But that's why I thought the article as well as the video was so funny, because there were guys in there who were obviously like, yep, I'm totally wearing this so I can get some chicks. And it's like, see, it's not just us. It's totally them, too. They totally do it.
They do. And I think there's something to be said for the two kind of different groups, in that there is a stereotype that women wear skimpy costumes to show off their bodies to attract people of the opposite or same gender.
Right.
And men do the same thing. Then there's the other stereotype that if you wear a costume of a character, you must therefore be an expert on that character.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you are just a fraud wearing that costume, because people seem to assume that just because you make a costume means that, like, you live for that character. It doesn't ever come across their minds that you could be cosplaying it because you like the way that they look.
Exactly.
Or because you are doing it to help a friend out in a photo shoot because they wanted a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be doing it just because you saw the costume and thought it was really cool in a shop, so you decided to wear it to your very first convention so that you could, you know, feel a part of the group.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with any of those scenarios. Just because you're wearing a costume doesn't make you otaku, for one. Especially in anime.
Mm-hmm.
And an expert, for two. Even though you're wearing a character costume. You could be an expert. Yeah, I've known a few people who cosplay several versions of their favorite character and are really experts on that character.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean everybody is. Like anything in cosplay.
You wear what you want because you want to, not because somebody else tells you to.
Well,
there you go.
99% of the time.
99% of the time, until you get roped into that one time, which happened to me once, and I'm never doing it ever again.
Right. Which, incidentally, the very first line of the second article states that a lot of people assume they're just dressing up for attention. Yes. Mm-hmm. That is part of the reason we all cosplay. It's not for that kind of attention.
Attention. Definitely not that kind of attention.
It's not that kind of attention. It's the nice, generic kind of take my picture attention, not the other kind.
It's like, hi, I'm in a superhero mode today. Please take my photo. I am awesome.
And I know that there are stereotypes and discussions about mascot costumes in particular about other kinds of attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's a separate issue entirely. We're not even going to that kind of attention. This is just the I want to show off my body kind of attention that they're talking about.
Right.
And somehow prove you're a geek being inversely proportional to the amount of skin that you have showing.
I'm going to have so much fun next weekend.
But the other thing,
I love my sci-fi conventions. I love them, but I just hate when that happens to me. I'm at the point now where I just ignore it and I keep on walking because it just gets so annoying. You suck, Amber.
Hi, Alan. He's watching the show.
Oh, hi.
He says that he works at the con in the hotel room with a toolkit.
Oh, well.
My hotel room tends to be full of recording equipment for the podcast. And so I generally don't have space to carry around extra equipment to work on my costume.
You don't need to carry around extra equipment.
I don't need extra stuff. I have plenty. I have plenty.
You're good.
I literally have a car's worth of stuff. I fill my car as full as it will go and leave just enough room for me in the driver's seat, and then I go to the con.
You don't need any more.
But the other thing that I wanted to bring up that I saw on my Facebook feed, incidentally, the other day, while I was out of town with the symphony, was an interesting article about an Italian cosplayer going pro. And it seemed like the reason for it was because this person had opened up a shop to sell costumes. And my first reaction was like, okay, how many other cosplayers operate on commission and have Etsy shops where they take commissions?
Does that make me a pro now? Because I have an Etsy shop. I have my own fan page. What the heck?
So then my second thought was, okay, well, what makes a pro cosplayer? What makes you pro? Like, for example, in the symphony world, I am considered a pro. One is because I actually hold a degree in music. So I actually did have to get, you know, certified in a sense that I can play. Mm-hmm. And two is that when you're in the symphony world, you have to audition to prove that you can play. So you actually have to, you know, walk the talk, as it were, to prove that you are a professional. So in that sense, that can make you pro. Oh, Alan says, do you get hassled more at sci-fi, comic, or cosplay cons? And I assume that cosplay would mean anything not sci-fi or comic, since they're kind of all cosplay cons.
Probably sci-fi, because I typically have more Star Wars costumes. Not so much comic book costumes. When I go in comic book land, I typically go as myself. We'll see how this goes this weekend, because it's a sci-fi con, but I'll be wearing a comic book costume. We'll see what happens, but it tends to be typically sci-fi.
Well, you know, a lot of the cons are kind of becoming generic, little of everything kind of cons. It may say sci-fi con, but you'll
see. Oh, yeah, they have a ton of comic book artists there, so it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of becoming, it's becoming fan con.
I mean, Green Arrow is going to be there from the WB series. I mean, Green Arrow, CW, my apologies, CW. I still think of it as WB. I'm old. But yeah, Green Arrow is going to be there. That's comic book, so meh.
It's close enough.
Close enough. But anyway, as you were saying, does that technically make, because I mean, you used to take commission, so we're technically pro cosplayers then, right?
Well, even
that just sounds funny.
See, I would actually consider us more pro, more for the fact that we have won major awards at cosplay competitions than actually selling, because we've actually competed with other people of varying skill levels and kind of proved our mettle, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, you know, I may have a couple of awards. I still don't consider myself a pro.
I don't either. I think a pro is somebody who's at the point where they know just about everything, where they really don't have a whole lot left to learn. And I think in both of our cases, we still feel like there's always something to learn in cosplaying. You could never really truly be a professional until you have learned just about everything there is possible. And the thing is that with cosplay, I think of it as like Mythbusters mentality. You know, taking items and then using it for purposes other than their original intent. There's always something new to learn, there's always something new to make, and there's a million ways to make it. There's no one right way, there's no one wrong way, so you can't really ever truly be a professional. I mean, I think Yaya Han is very high up there, or like, you know, Jessica Nigiri, or all those girls. I think they're really high up there, they're in the upper echelon. But I don't think of them as professionals, because even they're still learning. They're still trying to move forward, they're still trying to do new things, so...
By my standard, they're actually professionals. And the reason I say that is because my standard is if you make a living from cosplay. Because that is considered your profession in the sense that it's your job. So if you do that, for a living, kind of like if I played symphony full time, that would be my profession. In a way, I kind of see that as making you a professional cosplayer. But there's so few people who can make a living doing cosplay right now simply because of the realities of life and living that I start to wonder, do we even really need professional cosplayers?
And see, it's interesting that you say that, because when I look at certain people, I'm like, well, I don't think of them as professional because they don't know everything. I mean, some of those girls don't know how to do armor. Some of those girls don't know how to work with certain materials. Some of those girls don't know how to do this, this, or this, or electronics. I mean, heck, a lot of the quote-unquote known and famous cosplayers do not know squat about electronics like you do. And so it seems weird to consider them as professional. I think, yes, in terms of professions, where they're standing out, it makes sense, sure. But as professionals, I don't look to them as such. I look to them as high-quality cosplayers. There we go. We'll make that a term. Higher quality cosplayers. But not professionals, because they don't know everything. At least that's what I think.
Do we even need to have, you know, an echelon that is professional cosplayers? Because then again, if you have the standard that if you're a professional that you don't need to learn anymore, realistically, none of us will ever be professionals.
Right.
So I guess, think we need that. We don't even need to have that title.
Mm-hmm. It's weird with us because it's such a creative outlet. It's almost like how paintings and art and photography and all that type of stuff. I mean, it's so subjective. It's so easy for one person to say, oh, yes, this guy's a professional, but then another person to say, no, he's not a professional. He hasn't done this yet. So, I mean, it really is subjective. It's based on whatever you think it is. No one's going to be right or wrong about it. Yay, art.
I found it kind of amusing because in the post, they mentioned having other titles like King of Cosplay, Queen of Cosplay, and I'm like, wait, what?
What?
What? What? We have a Queen of Cosplay? What?
Where's the King of Cosplay? I would like to meet him and ask him a question.
I know we have I know we have the Heroes of Cosplay, who, to be honest in my opinion, are not actually Heroes of Cosplay.
Right.
But royalty? Really? Cosplay royalty? No.
When did this happen?
We do not need cosplay royalty. We really don't. We don't want to have our hobby turn into something that is, one, tiered, by which I mean we have upper-level cosplay, mid-level cosplay, and lower-level cosplay, and those are where you're stuck. To where you can't ever be in the middle of them, and the high-tier cosplayers are unreachable. They're like gods. No, 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 no. We don't need any of that. That does not help our hobby at all. Part of the reason we do this is because we like to, one, give back, and two, help other people achieve their cosplay dreams, by which we mean helping teach them do what it is they need to do. And if you have tiered echelons like that, you're a lot less likely to seek out that help or give it. So, we don't need royalty. Let's just help each other out. Guys, come on. We're a community. I feel like I'm giving a pep talk. Like
You really are.
Like, come on, guys. Just do what you know is right. Do what you need to do and just get on with it.
Like, group hug moment. Everybody hug a buddy. Yay!
What is it they have you do on the internet? They have a picture of a hand, and they say, put your hand here, and we have an internet high five.
High five to everybody. Oh, wait, my hand's in a weird spot. Let me move back. There we go. Camera awkward.
No, our hobby, I think, has done more evolving in the last couple of years than it has done in the last couple of decades. Cosplay isn't a young thing, incidentally. Cosplay's been going on for a long time.
Long, long time.
And I think we're still trying to figure out what it is we want from the hobby and where we want the hobby to go. So I think until we do that, things are just going to be in flux anyway, including this whole royalty thing and the reason why we do it, which I'm sure will still be different for everybody, even if we do decide where we want the hobby to go. So to be honest, a lot of this stuff is just kind of a passing trend, I hope. We shall see. Some of these Halloween costumes I really hope are a passing trend.
Oh, please. Please. Please, you know that there's going to be Frozen Halloween costumes next this upcoming year, and every one of us is going to look at them and be like, dudes, really? I could make so much better with less money.
I am sure that there will be many things, including Avengers memorabilia, because I believe that's coming out Winter Soldier is coming out this coming year.
So you know there's going to be a new Thor costume, maybe a Loki this year. They didn't have one when Thor came out the first time, but considering Loki's popularity, I'm sure there is. And then you have a new Captain America, and you're going to have a new Black Widow because she's in the Captain America movie too. So that's four right there come Halloween time. Oh, God, get ready.
Plus there will be Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes, Lord of the Rings.
Alan says, professionals don't know everything. They meet a standard that is set by the profession, which is government or professional organization, whichever you're part of. They keep learning. Think of your doctor. Is cosplay a profession? By that standard, cosplay does not have an overarching body with which to give certification. So in that case, no.
No. There could never be a professional.
You cannot cosplay
a governing body.
You can't be certified in cosplay. You can't get a degree in cosplay, which, yes, you can get a degree in fashion design or in theater tech, but that is not how we define cosplay at the moment.
Most of us do not have those degrees.
technically, no. Cosplay is not, in fact, a profession by that standard, which is more like the symphony standard that I end up having to live by, because I actually do have to, you know, meet certain standards. And for my computer security degree.
There you go.
That eventually I will get. Eventually.
Eventually. It'll happen. You got time. You got it.
I'm taking faith in you. I'm taking the test before ACON, hopefully. My checkbook will be a lot lighter.
I send you lots of good jujus your way, but I kind of need to keep a couple for myself. So.
Oh, I know. No, I can handle this. It just means I have to pass the first time because the test is $1,000. So I have to pass the first time. And incidentally, the test has a very high failure rate, which does not help.
Yeah, see, I used to be Microsoft certified in a couple of their programs, but as the price kept going up and up and up, I was like, I am not going to recertify myself. This is getting too expensive. It's just ridiculous. And it wasn't worth it for the job I had at the time. So I was like, I'm sure I could easily do it again, but it's just so pricey. My goodness.
It is, and that tends to discourage people from being able to have faith in their ability to be able to do it.
Exactly. When you're only making $13 an hour before taxes, you're just like, man, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I don't have enough.
More high?
I don't have, you know, enough money for the cosplay I'd like to do as is.
So, which is why I'm waiting for sales to get all of our stuff.
That's one of the nice things about spring coming.
And yes.
Despite the fact that I absolutely hate spring, spring is my least favorite holiday, and the reason for that is because I have allergies, and the one thing I am allergic to comes around in spring. Mm-hmm. But they also have really good spring sales at all the different fabric distribution outlets, Joann's, all the hobby stores, that sort of thing. Mostly to clear out excess merchandise and to get in their new stuff for the summer and the holidays for crafters who start preparing for craft fairs early. And it's really helpful. It really is. It's wonderful.
Ridiculously so.
Yes. And of course, it's not like we both don't have tons of cosplay up on our calendars that we're prepping for.
Yep.
So it's not like we don't have all these things that we need to be getting in the next couple of months.
I have a whiteboard on my door that I update whenever I get stuff done. And yesterday I completely cleared it off and re-updated everything. And I just look at it and I'm like, I'm not going to get this done. Crying tears.
Yeah, I'm planning to unpack from my symphony gig tonight since I'm not going anywhere. And then hopefully starting Wednesday, I can get back to work on my cosplay and start just working pedal to the metal on that armor. Which, incidentally, I'm going to have to go to Lowe's because Walmart refuses to restock the 2-inch mending plates I need for my armor.
Lame.
And then I have to go online to order a whole bunch of binding screws. Incidentally, listeners, If you happen to know of any place cheaper than Amazon that sells binding screws, which are also called Chicago screws, which are also called sex bolts, I do not know why, in bulk, specifically by which I mean 50 or more at a time. Right now, I believe Amazon has them for about $20. If you know of any place that sells them cheaper, please let me know, because I'm going to have to buy a whole bunch for armor making. The benefit of binding screws is that they have two pieces to the screw, and they kind of fit one inside the other, which, now that I think about it, maybe the
reason...
That's
why they're called sex bolts.
But you can also take them back apart without ruining the cosplay. So they can be disassembled, much like IKEA furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the benefits of using binding screws for your props and armor. You don't have to worry about them being permanent. They're kind of just there.
They stick in, they stick out.
Yes. You put your binding screw in, you take your binding screw out, you put your binding screw in, and you turn it all about. See, listeners, you never got to see Cosplay the Musical because we never got 20 reviews and ratings on iTunes.
I don't think we even had one. Did we have one?
Yes, we did have one.
Woo.
Thank you, Andrea, for doing your part. The
it's
offer still stands. If you guys can get 20 of each, we will do Cosplay the Musical. Until then, you only get little snippets whenever I'm feeling extra tired and loopy.
Which is probably going to happen more over the next couple of months.
It'll happen until about the end of March. And then it will stop for a little bit, and then I will be able to get some proper rest after I'm done with this class. And then Akon Frantic Prep will come in May, and then it will come back.
I'm kind of glad now that... Even though it saddens me that I can't go to Fanime, I'm kind of glad that I'm not going at the same time. It'll give me just that extra weekend to get stuff done. Because I am going to be super crazy. Leave me the F alone. I got stuff to do more. Locking everybody out, turning off all the phones. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Which, incidentally, those who follow us on Facebook, you guys are more than welcome to communicate with us what you're working on, ask us questions. We're generally pretty approachable people, even when we're frantically working on cosplay. We're still happy to help out and give back, even if it's just in the form of saying, well, I used this tutorial, go here.
You know, which we're more than happy to share, because that's what we do.
If we don't know the answer, we can generally point you somewhere that does.
We have a lot of tutorials saved in our browser. We will be more than happy to share them.
Okay. He just gave me a link for a hardware provider, so I am going right now to look them up. There we go.
Amber's going to be a happy little camper.
Generally, I don't like purchasing hardware from places like Amazon because they are not a hardware supplier.
Yep. Except there's one thing that I will get from them, and that's my grommets for my corset, because they give really, really cheap, and I haven't found them anywhere else for as cheap or as the right size.
Well,
too.
Those are also specifically used for corsetry.
Not these ones. These ones are good for shower curtains, too.
Well, in other words, they're related to corsetry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to a car dealership to get tires for my motorcycle to where it doesn't even work. No, like buying hardware from Amazon would be like going to your doctor to diagnose your car. They're not, I mean, you could take a stab at it, but they're not really the experts on it. So I'd rather get hardware from a hardware store.
Right.
Lowe's and Home Depot do incidentally sell binding screws.
I'm sure they do.
They're just $1.29 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And when I need them in bulk, that's a lot of money.
They don't usually have bulk discounts unless you're getting like 200 plus.
Buying in bulk is supposed to save you money.
Yeah.
That's why as cosplayers, we like to buy things in bulk when we can, including fabric.
Oh, yes. I know this all too well.
Which, incidentally, as a cosplayer... One of the things that you may consider buying in bulk during the spring, because spring sales, is just simple white and black fabric for lining.
for lining.
Because you will use it.
Nicely.
You can also use it for pattern making if you don't have muslin, or if you prefer, you know, to use it over methods like newspaper. And you can use it to make simple handbags to carry around with you at conventions, because heaven knows we need to carry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it to help with making props. Like, I use fabric to cover the hilts of my swords whenever I make them. Or to make scabbards for your swords, that sort of thing. So getting general things that you know you're going to use, get them in bulk. You will use it up, eventually.
That's what we cosplayers do.
Yep. In fact, my bolt of muslin is sitting right there, just off camera. So I can make more patterns. I actually do keep all my patterns, incidentally. Every single pattern I have ever made, I have it.
I don't.
Which is why I tend to make them out of muslin, is because then I can just fold them up in a box, very tiny little paper box, and just stick them in my closet.
I think with me, because a lot of the stuff that I make is stretchy fabric related, and because my waist size and my hip size do change literally on a year-to-year basis, I find myself having to redraw them out anyway, and it's just easier for me to start from scratch than to try and, like, okay, let's add some more here, and then we'll take more out here and add more here. No, it doesn't work.
Thank you, Alan.
Amber made a happy face.
I love it. This is my kind of website, because not only do they have hardware, they have soldering equipment.
Oh, hell.
Yes.
She's going to start more fires. Hi.
I'm not going to start fires. Anyway. Not willingly, anyway. No, remember
we'll
I told you...
We'll get on speed dial, it's fine.
The one thing I wanted from ThinkGeek that I saw was actually a 60-piece computer maintenance kit that included soldering tools, along with all the normal little screwdrivers and pliers, and it even had a set of third hands with the little clippies that you can hold things in.
Sure.
It had everything. It was like, oh, man, yes, I could use that. That would be useful.
Oh, my goodness.
Because now I have all the sewy stuff that I need, with the exception of a serger, which would be wonderful but not necessary. Now I'm trying to get all the hardware stuff.
Oh, goodness.
I can sew. Sewing isn't a problem. I'm just lazy about it. Hardware, on the other hand, I have a lot to learn about hardware, and I'm very eager to learn.
I just want to be a sewer. I'm good.
So you can do all my sewing for me, and I'll make That's all fine. Your props and armor for you.
I'm okay with this. This is a good plan. Let's do it.
This is how other partnerships work, too.
Exactly.
Especially now that Fivarion and God Save the Queen Fashions now do work for each other.
Yeah, it basically is just like,
They switch
we'll
off sewing
it.
And armor making. It's awesome.
It
this
works.
Is how the cosplay community works. We all get together and share our strengths, and by our powers combined, we get cosplay.
It's a wonderful bartering system. I make this, you make this. Done!
Yes, indeed. That's how we... This is... I was going to say, this is how we do it, and then I heard the song in my head. This is how we do. We're nuts.
Yes, we are. Okay. I think this is a good sign that we should end the episode.
Yes, with that, we are going to call it an end to episode 55. And with that, I have nothing left to say. We will see you guys next time. If you want to get in contact with us, we have all of our social media contact information. You can also find it down in the show notes. You can also head over to our website, cospod.org, and find all of our information there. As always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, general feedback, critiques, constructive, you can contact us as well. So we will wish you guys a happy, happy Super Bowl for those who are watching it. May whichever team of your choice win the game. I don't know a thing about football, and hopefully everybody who is undergoing the ice storm in Texas and all over the rest of the nation stays warm and safe at home. Bye, guys.
Football!
That's how we're ending the episode. We are cutting it off with football.